Hello, mi gente. This would be page 2 to my quote-unquote diary. I'm going to try to keep this simple and to the point, alright? It won't be a freaking 13 minutes again. Hopefully. I wanted to talk about how a picture I saw kind of spoke to me. I mean, I kind of already knew all of this, but I guess I needed reassurance. Basically, it was saying be careful who you influence in your life, and I mean, who you influence in your life, and also who influences you, good or bad. And also another picture I saw that basically about people only being part of your, only a part of your story, not your whole book. Let's get into detail with this and what I want you guys to understand. Yes, be careful who you let influence you. Sometimes, you know, misery loves company, and you don't want to be influenced badly. Sometimes, you know, they people don't stay in your life, or are not supposed to stay in your life, because that's all they needed to teach you. You know, that moment in your life is just that moment. They can't go to where God wants you to go, where he wants to take you. So just let go. When you see that it's not working, or it's turning into something completely different than what you expected, let it go, because it's just time to let it go. That's when it comes to the, you know, that it's only supposed to be a paragraph in your book or a sentence in your book, and not your whole book. Some people are not meant to stay for multiple chapters. It's just one chapter or just one sentence. Just, you have to learn how to let go. And the people who are supposed to stay, you'll see it, and like, and not necessarily they have to be in every chapter for them to be in your book, if that makes any sense. Basically, guys, just pray that God brings you people who are gonna motivate you, who are going to push you to do better. For example, when I was going through my situation in the beginning, God brought back a friend of mine, his name is David, into my life, and he motivated me a lot to forget, to let go, to you know, telling me that it's okay to feel this way, and it's okay to vent, to let it out, but also remain in faith. Because that's all we got, honestly, at the end, is faith. And believe that God got us, you know? And God is gonna give us justice at the end. Find yourself a David. A person who you can talk to every day and sees that, you know, there's good in people. And that's important. And just keep pushing forward, that he's going to bring you people who are worth it. And during that process, he's going to take out people who are not. Hopefully, this helped somebody and it made sense. I wasn't really sure how to word it out. If, again, if you have any questions or you have any doubts, or you want help spiritually, or you need prayer, hit me up. I don't know how. I think you can comment on this, or feel free to look for me on Instagram, Twitter, or even Snapchat. It's all the same thing. It's dear_Nelly, N-E-L-I. I'll be happy to help hear you out, anything, honestly. I'm an open book also, so got any questions for me about, you know, my testimony, go right ahead. I'll be happy to answer any questions. And, well, guys, take care. God bless. Bye.